Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from VegGrower Podcast, and this is episode 170, titled This Last Week on the Plots. And today is the 28th of May 2018, and I hope everyone out there has had a great bank holiday. If you've had a great bank holiday, of course. You know, it may not be from the UK. But if you are, I hope it's been good for you. You've enjoyed the day. If you've had it off, of course, there are people out there that work. So, yeah, commiserations to those. So today, I'm just going to be discussing the diary. And this is purely time constraints and everything. It's been a busy few days and what have you, that I haven't really sat down and worked out what I'm going to do. So I'm just going to stick to the diary. I've got plenty to cover in the diary, so it'll probably work out for the best. After that, then I have the calendar as usual and a few little reminders and things. But all that comes after the diary, so let's get on with the diary. Well, Tuesday morning I got up and I'm sad to say Joan, my quail, did not make it through the night. I said on last week's podcast she was looking rather ill. I didn't think she was going to survive, and unfortunately she didn't. So I was pretty upset, which is, I think it's good when you keep animals to, of course, be upset when they pass away. I think it shows that there is a degree of care. But of course, if you are keeping animals for food, it's not that Joan was for food, she was egg production, but there is an element of keeping emotions in check for that sort of thing. But no, she didn't make it. I'm not quite sure why she died. I suspect there was something wrong with her, because it was like she was having an epileptic fit, the way she was shaking every now and then. So there was something going on. But I buried her in the morning and carried on. That evening when I got home, I was breaking down more wood from the fence panels, which is an ongoing thing. But I planted out a courgette plant, got that out in a vegetable patch. And that's pretty good, really. Wednesday after work, I planted out more tomatoes, again, into the vegetable patch at home. Just getting the vegetable patch kind of planted up and ready to go. I'm also smashing down the old fence panels still and trying to find somewhere to pot them. Thursday, I planted in the greenhouse this time a cucumber, crystal apple, a cucumelon, and a watermelon. I did have some other cucumbers that I wanted to plant out. I could not find them for love nor money. Friday, I've planted another row of plants in the vegetable plot. This included a courgette, a couple of Cape gooseberries, and a couple of cucumelon. Now, all the plants I've planted in the vegetable patch, I've planted those into bottomless pots. As I've said, explained last week, helps deal with the chickens. And I've nearly got the vegetable patch actually planted up. I've got a few more things, mostly pumpkins and squashes and peppers and chilies to go in. That will be done over this next week, and that will all be planted, as will the greenhouse, which is almost there, to be honest. Saturday, wife and I was out all day, so I didn't really do a huge amount of gardening, but I did give everything a really good watering, as it's been pretty dry and my water butts were running empty. Now, Sunday morning, I headed down the allotment and I knew I was going to be there for a while. As I approached my allotment, there were so many weeds. It had just gone like mad. I haven't been there all week, which is a bit of a bad thing for me. Yeah, I saw the amount of weeds and I had loads and loads of plants needed planting out. So I was a bit like, well, what do I do? So the first thing I did, I got my barbecue going because I was going to cook up an egg pie brunch sort of thing. I basically put some bacon into a pan with some sausage meat, put that in the barbecue, left that cooking while I'd done some work. Once it was cooked, just cracked in some eggs and then just left that to cook. And it all came out in like a big type of pie sort of thing. which was very nice. But anyway, while that was cooking, I was doing various bits and jobs. And after I've eaten, I was doing various bits and jobs. I actually spent 7 hours on the allotment on Sunday. So I was there quite a while. Now, one of the first beds I attended to is where I had chard and the Brussels sprout I've been growing for 2 years. Well, the chard had bolted, so that just pulled that out. End of the road for that. It's gone, done. Well, actually came back and fed to the chickens, but it's had its time. And the new stem from the Brussels sprout, that had actually gone to flower as well. So I've removed that stem. I can see a few more following. So we'll see what happens with those. With that bed basically clear, I gave it a really, really good hoe. Now, I tried picking up all the little bits, but it wasn't going to happen. So I just left them. The sun was hot enough that they were going to wilt and die. So it's not too bad. And that bed, I've then planted out some incredible F1 sweet corn. So that is going to be my sweet corn bed. I'm probably going to add a summer squash or something in there as well. But that bed is, I've got more sweet corn to go in this weekend, but it's halfway there. After that, I went to the very top of the lot of the newer plot. Well, not quite at the very top, the very pot of a big bed, shall we say. It's getting confusing with all these beds. Anyway, I gave that a bit of a hoe again. And then I've planted out a lot of beans. Made bean frames for them to climb up. These were my French beans, Cobra, and my other French beans. Two rows of each of those. And then see what happens, really. I then went to where I was going to plant some, I did plant some tomatoes. These are all my blight resistant ones. So we've got a Crimson Crush, Mountain Magic, and Lorenzo. And I'm comparing all three of those. The Crimson Crush germination, it was each packet of those three types of seeds came with 10 seeds per packet. The Lorenzo, I got 3. The Mountain Magic, 2. But the Crimson Crush, about 14 plants. So Crimson Crush are kind of winning so far. But obviously we've got the flavour tests and everything else to go with that. But we'll see what happens. But yeah, I've planted out all these tomatoes with canes for them to grow up. Next to those, Next to those, I have planted some cucumelons in some Scotch bonnets. Just getting those used up, taken up. After that, I headed to the pea bed. And the peas that were planted out a few weeks ago, they seem okay-ish. But I've planted out some more peas, the roofless variety, for them, and they'll grow up the frame. Hopefully, we'll get some good peas. After that, I gave everything a really, really good watering, which it really needed, actually. The soil, the mulch is keeping the moisture in, but the soil is actually very, where it is mulched, it's hard and tough and dry, and it takes a good hour to water my allotment, so it's quite a commitment, because we don't have hose pipes or anything, it's all done by watering can. After that, I headed home, cleaned the chickens out, and done all my Sunday night jobs as normal. Now, because today was a bank holiday, I managed to pop to the allotment this morning. I got there quite early and spent 2 hours weeding and then another hour watering, which I probably didn't need to water, but I'll come to that in a minute. But yeah, 2 hours weeding. As I said earlier, I didn't get down there last week and the weeds have just taken over. And this is making me think that perhaps I need to litter one often. So I'm trying to come up with a way of getting down there a bit more and what have you. But I'll discuss that next week because I'm going to try and put my plans into place this week. But yeah, I spent a good 2 hours weeding and it looked a lot better after that. So I'm very, very happy with that. Now, as I said, I spent an hour watering the plot, which I didn't need to do because this afternoon it hammered it down just for a few minutes, but it just hammered it down. Really, really glad for the rain, don't get me wrong. And it's filled up my water butts, two of them completely full. So I've pumped some of the water from there to my other butts to try and make some more room, as more rain is expected over the next couple of days. And if they can, the more I can hold, the better, really. Unfortunately, one of my butts that I was filling up fell over. Now, this water butt I had placed in front of my new fence in the vegetable patch. And of course, the soil's been dug over and it's soft. So what I think happened is the stand, as it got heavier, sunk into the soil and fell forward. So I'm not going to do that just yet, but that's going to be something I have to remember for next time. It might take until the winter to really think about it. I'm going to have to get some concrete or some wood down there and give things a bit more of a stand. Anyway, that is the diary up to date. Now, looking at the time, it's not... It sounded a lot that I had done in my head, and it was a lot because of how long I've spent gardening this last week. But when listening to it like that, it doesn't sound a lot because they're all time-consuming jobs, I guess. Or they're a lot of big jobs, is another way to spell it. But anyway, that is the diary up to date. So let's take a look at what the calendar suggests to do for this next week. Now it says, plant outdoor tomatoes in prepared soil. Try potting a 10-centimetre pot into the earth beside each plant with a rim just above the surface. And when watering, fill each pot with water so that it can seep out slowly through the drainage holes directly towards the roots instead. Well, instead of the surrounding soil. So, yeah, that I've been putting my tomatoes out. I probably could have started a couple of weeks ago, being how far south I am. But for those up north, it may not be till now. I don't know. I've discussions I've had with people who are gardening up north, it does make me realise how wide different the plant cycles are in this country. There was Paul Peacock over at An Hour in a Garden. I should have emailed him about this when he mentioned it. He said when his daffodils were just coming into bloom, so a few months ago now, his daffodils were coming into bloom, I'm deadhead in mine. And it just shows the difference across the country. So, yeah. And of course, different countries are much more different. Okay, so I'm going to start wrapping up. It is a bit of a short one, I'm afraid. I just want to remind everyone, this Wednesday, 30th of May, 8 p.m, I'm on the Vobes show, the live show. That's facebook.com/thevobesshow. Used to be the Bald Explorer. But he's now changed it to the Vobes show because the Bald Explorer and his live show are two different animals and what have you. But I'm looking forward to it. Again, his audience is really welcoming. I know some of you are listening from there. I think Maggie says she listens. So hello, Maggie, for listening. But yeah, if you do come along, we get have a good laugh. We're coming live from the allotment, so it should be good. I'll be having a barbecue going and cooking up things. Going to be doing some burgers with an onion relish, my smoked cheese, things like that. But yeah, please do come along. I really appreciate it, and it gives us all a boost. So, yeah, I'm going to wrap up now. Thank you very much for listening. And now please check out my website, thevegrowpodcast.co.uk. If you've liked this show, give us a like on iTunes or in a review on anything you, any other podcast apps, of course, as well. And if you'd like to support me, please do your shopping through one of my affiliate links, such as Amazon. Just go to my website and click on the affiliate link. and I'll get commission for anything you buy on there, and it won't cost you any extra. I'd really appreciate the help like that. It helps me fund the podcasts and various other things that I'm throwing into it to improve the show and improve the audience participation and stuff. So yeah, thank you very much again for listening. Take care, and I'll see you all again next time.